part of the Mishnah where it says that there's an Ayin Roya, there's an Ayin Shemaat, and Kol Masech L'Sefer Nechtovim. So, he says, Upir Hel Gimad Varem, Ki Tzorach Sheistak L'Odem Shashem Zbach Roya Koil, Shalo Yachshav Ki Lo Yedu Yizbarach Hatsom Adron Nafsum Tachtoinim. Person shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't know the Maisha Tachtoinim. But Shema Kol Kol Hashem, Shem Lo Yirah Kov Lo Yevon Lo Ke Yaakov. Achtor She Yedah Shu Yizbarach Yedah Inu Tachtoinim. וזה מה שאומר עין לא יהיה כלי מה שלא יהיה מה שנעשה בתחתינו. So, let's maybe, let's take a one, let's see one more line. ממש לא אמר לב מבין. So why doesn't it say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is aware of everything? מפני שכך, you know, based on the Pasuk, לא יהיה לו כיעקב, they should have said לב מבין. ושכך אמר כוסף עיני השם שויטת בכל הארץ ותומד הכוסף תלו בעיני השם. The Pasuk always speaks about עיני השם in עניונים of השכחה. וזה כי בו הכוסף לא אמר כאשר צריך רואה את הדבר המנעשי מצד האויסה. הוא האודם האויסה העבירה. ולא כמו שהם מצחת בני אודם המספלספים. כאשר מספלח ידי עצמו, הבריאס עצמו ידי הדברים שהם בעולם. There's a whole, he's touching on a topic that a lot of the Rishonim speak about. It's a philosophical question on Hashgacha, or better said, on Yedias HaBayre. And the question goes as follows. It's a question that the Rambam speaks in Meir. It's a question that Ben Ezra says, speaks about the Akeda, a lot of different the question goes basically as follows. If I see something new, if I hear something new, so there is a change in me. X amount of brain cells have recorded a certain event. So there's a change in the brain cells. So if I write something on a computer, the computer is not the same computer that was there before. And the nail of there's a change in the computer. But he asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchangeable, how could he possibly be aware of our maisim as they happen? Does that not generate a change HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol? I want to, before we speak about this issue itself, I want to clarify when people say you're not supposed to go into philosophical chakiris, which basically for most people means that it is and anything that has to do outside Dal Kol Kishon Aruch is written off as philosophy. That's Sheker Yesodei. I mean, Yesodei Torah and Agadah Chazal and much Chalkei Torah are shayach to a tchum other than halacha. Rather, when we speak about the distaste for philosophical chakira, it means something else. The word philosophy in the sense that they mean it is as follows. The old time, modern-day science works in the following way. They look around, they see different phenomena, and they try to put together with a certain theory and a certain a havana. That's modern day science. Old time philosophy went punkfaket. People sat down and they thought long and hard, and they came up with logical klolim. Lamasha, that two things can't share one place at the same time. That a thing can't be itself and its opposite at the same time. So they built up logical klolim. Or let's put it this way, I don't know if the word is logical as much as perceived to be true axioms. And with that, they then took it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, okay, let's apply this science to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's apply this quote-unquote science. In other words, let's apply this call on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if everything has to make itself, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if everything has to be made by something outside of itself, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come into being? So they took klolim that were built on Seichel Adam. And Seichel Adam means not observation, but rather intuitive understanding, intuitive axiomatic understanding, and they tried to work with it. That's the philosophy that they're talking about. The problem with that is, first of all, since we're talking about things, you know, it's okay if you say, imagine you had a brother, what's it like? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I just said a little bit. Okay, good. Let's say somebody says, imagine you had a brother, what's it like? So, okay, you know, a person with a Kriya Chazimian can sit down and start the thought, what would it be like a brother, v'cholo. Let's say, okay, imagine you had a brother, and imagine your brother got married, and imagine he had kids. What would the kids look like, and what kind of shidduchim would they want? I mean, it's absurdity, because it's one thing when you say, imagine you had a brother, what would he be like? So, you know, you could say, you know, you could look around at some of the siblings there. You could say something of Tom. But if you ask yourself, what is, you know, if you fantasize one on top of another, so a lot of the so-called philosophical sfarim, whether it's the Or Hashem, and that generative sfarim, it has that flavor to it. It's like somebody built a whole universe out of klolim, and then you start banging one klal to another klal to another klal to another klal. To us today, it seems like it's a fantasy world, and that you're not even sure if the person who wrote it knows what he's talking about, because it's gagal, gabi, gagal, gabi, gag, and none of the gagas are standing on anything. A second issue was what we take to be intuitive and pashit in this world is lav dafka intuitive and pashit klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a whole different metzias, and it's usually Yisparach, and our metzias is not one and the same. So to take klolim that are correct with us and to say the Neilakar stuff has to stick to those klolim, minola. It's true that we can't think. In other words, we can say that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2 and 2 does not equal 4, but that those words don't mean anything to us. So there's an emes that we don't necessarily know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is like, but on the other hand, it doesn't give us very much information. So one of the shilas was, knowing when I, quote-unquote, get to know something about something, I'm getting some new knowledge, which means something changed in me. I'm not the person I was there before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before I did, I davened mincha this afternoon. So before I davened mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, didn't know about my davening mincha. When I davened mincha, that's when it registered that I davened mincha, so there's a change. Unless the flip side is, well, ma'isim amuchach, so then Bal Korchach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that I'm going to daven ma'ariv tonight, because he knows already where everything is going. That's the thrust of the shaila. It's interesting. Devin Ezra says on this week's parsha, he says, "Hakitzakos ha'boilai v'loy edo'o." So I'm reading from inside. It says, "V'aldaiti pirushay era im osu kulam kirazais." I'm going to see if they all did the bad. Ki ha'emes shehakol yeda kolcherek al derech kol v'lo al derech chelek. The koil, the one who is entire, knows things by its entirety and not by its pratim. Ki'ilu, what he seems to be saying is, He wants to see if every single Yochid was guilty. That's what it sounds like. Very hard, Evan Ezra is very short. He says it also in another place in Bamidbar. He says when he speaks about the Mei Meriva, Yan Leimantem, he says Zaki Kashe Yeda Chelak Zakol Yedabik Bakol V'Yachadish Bakol Otsu Zemovsim. So he says the Faket decide that when the Chelak becomes aware of the coal, then it becomes dovek to the coal, and then it can be drawn from the coil. It sounds like, and this is what the Maral took out of that, Ki'ilu, he says it in one more place. He says that the Chacham Lev knows the Klolim. It's a Lashon Tehillim. He says, Patam, Ki Shatzadikim Yoidim Das Emes. It's a Perek Ein Gimel, which speaks about Amun and so on. Sheyesho Kain Niska Midas Adam. Fu Chacham Lev Sheyeda Klolim Sheim Oindim. Vachalokim Sheim Mishtanim Bechol Eis Kain Lo Yedim Hashem Kainim Oindim. It might sound like Ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it Miderech HaKol and not with Derech HaPrat. Ki'ilu that either HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it based on Kloli, very, very hard to know what he means, but it's not the only one that says similar things. And that's what the Maral is very much against. One Derech was, since if I know what's going to have to be, Lamashal, I know what's going to be at the end of the movie. Because I made the movie already, I saw the movie. So I know what's going to be there, and it's not a new idea. But, so some of them want to say something of that nature. What does it mean, the Dias Asma, Dias Advarim? So it sounds like, this is how I'll interpret it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu understands the world perfectly, because the world is an extension of Kodesh Yisbarach, and Bimele, he understands all the foibles of men and what he's going to do bad and so on and so forth. And to be zulfi, Hashem should be sasna, he does run shibar. Rakun de Shem Shoilu mischaim Hashem isba. The Cholatoram nasim boil mukbachum is nasim oisu say the Shem isba. So if I make something, I can tell you exactly how this will act in, under certain circumstances. I manufacture a certain table. If you put this amount of weight on the table, it'll break. If you put this amount, it's not going to break, and so on. Oi. That's one end of it. So either or the Sika Chom will be Dias Atma Yeda Kol, and that's where they get that lesson from, Dias Atma Yeda Hakol. He says, or Isha Yomu Einashen Sparta Yeda Hakol, Dain Advorim Shem Etan Abchir Anushis, like Yeda Advorim Shem Usidori Mukhochem Liyos, which is the Fakasa side of it. So they either say there's no Bchir or no Yedia. The truth is, There's a vart from the Breslava, a brilliant vart that has had a lot of depth to it. It's Maimon Muska. It's amazing that he munned from his chassidim and Muna Pshuta Tmima without any machshava whatsoever. He himself was an extremely deep person. He said all the kashas in the world come from the tumma of Yedi and Bechira. And the truth is, most fundamental questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu boil down to Yedi and Bechira, like this question. If we have Bechira, then there are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know. Or if he knows them because he's looking, that means something changes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can affect change, Chatzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machirich us, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows absolutely what's going to be, and there's no change. Either way, it's all another version of the same kasha. Well, the fikah of Ayn Roish ain't a davaka. Shashem is broke, Roya Maisad Nodo Mitzarachut. Ayn Mitzarachut Hazer. Shekol Rio Mitzarachut. By a diable, so it says, Akash Baruch Hu is not a lave maven. It's not the pshat he knows. He's not a psychologist. He's not acting better a psychologist, that since he knows our inner mechanism, that dictates what Akash Baruch Hu is going to know.
So
Vayidiya b'leiv shayach afsholim minachutz. When I say that I understand how somebody's going to react, it's not that I see his ma'isim, but tzakeh, I identify with his mindset and I know how he's going to react. Vayidiya b'leiv shayach afsholim minachutz. V'zer shama ayin roya. V'mashama ayin roya b'loshin yachid, lo may naim roya. So if we're comparing it to a goof, so why doesn't it say naim roya? It doesn't, when it says Ayin Roya, he didn't want us to make a mistake and to think that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has eyes. It means he has an eye in a conceptual sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing the world with a hashgacha that's called Ayin. It would have been chasishon that it means that. So it means one of the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there is ri'ya. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he appears, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us after we've done something, good or bad, he tells us, I saw what you did, like all the parishes in Mitzrayim and here in Stoim, and you know, I saw what you're doing, and I heard it's Akka and the Naka and so on, Akka Tzakasa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu related us in couches it in terms of Yediyim, because that's what it is. The first thing he said is a person should not think that there is even no bechira or no hashka or no yediyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yediyah sakol, in the same sense that we would think of somebody seeing something. Let's give a little bit of a naskimina kind of. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he's like, it's really of less importance to us. But if we have a feeling that everything is prescripted for us, we don't have a terrible feeling or we do something wrong. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you knew darn well that I wouldn't do this, I would do that. If somebody's working with a therapist, let's say somebody's a very good psychologist on a certain union, and he gives him a test that he's going to fail, and the person fails it, he then turns to the guy and he says, you know, you knew that I'm going to fail this. You set me up for failure because of reason X, Y, or Z. It takes away from my sense of achrayus. I don't feel a terrible, terrible, oh, you say I messed it up because, he messed me up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha is not of that type, and therefore we have no makom to come with a trunyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that area. That's one thing. So that's the Ayin Raya. And then he says, second part. The word hashgacha, people loosely translate either as a kashbach with knowing everything, there's hashgacha means he knows everything, like mashgiach min chaloynes, or it's translated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts and does talk and so on. The word hashgacha, the way he is explaining it is, let's give an example. The derech klal, when you see something, whether you want to or not, you see it. People's eyes, even if the person, unless the person is a big bal meichin or a big daydreamer, people see everything that comes in their line of vision. But occasionally we might be so distressed or disconcerted or whatever it is that we won't see it. But well, it's not like that. Hearing, we tune out all day long. Anyone who lives near a busy highway sleeps perfectly well at night, and a guest gets up in the morning and says, oh my gosh, it was like a racetrack all night long. People live next to a train. In Eretz Yisrael, we used to live in a place that was opposite kind of a mosque, and every Erev Avreket Zarayim, and twice mosque, and when we'd have guests in the morning, the first topic conversation was the guy woke up at 5 o'clock, he woke up at Chais or whatever the other time, and we never heard it. It just, we completely tuned it out. A shir, you can sit through a shir, you can sit through a few hours worth, and you tune it out totally. Seeing, it's very hard. You can sometimes not see, but v'chal not. So a person would say, in order for something to make a reishim on me, it has to be important. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu be mashgiach? Mashgiach means simply care, pay attention, kaviyachol, to tachtonim. Of what, I mean, just like if you're in the middle of discussing an important business deal and the kids around playing a game or whatever it is, you're completely oblivious to it because it's not something that you're paying attention to. It's of no value to you and it's meaningless. So here also, how would we say that there's anything, any sort of element of hashgacha and so on? So there's hashgacha also. Also, Hashem's mashgiach is nichas be'ozmin. So nichas be'ozmin is a melitza for touch, you know, to pay attention to. Hadas hashgacha tefim ze'eidik. Kidei melamelech gadol mo'id. Ulik dilosei. Enecha ha'shfolam min ha'pusim yavet v'ar v'tzivishloi. Ein nichas be'ozmin be'ozmin shiflosei. A normal king will be upset if his if the Ministry of Treasury didn't give the money he requests or whatever it is. But if the cook put in a lemon instead of something else into the pie, so beseder. I mean, especially that today's kings are shining. Today's kings in their theyata kachusim. But with a person as a gabu rabba, he doesn't pay attention to small things because it's past. It's not in the shetach being noticed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have that interaction called hashgacha or shmiya. Kedem ha'chel gotzei mechad ha'shvon ha'pusim yavah dvar o'tziv ha'shlo. Ein nechaz ha'chel bazen shiflotzei. Dekach yachshev ha'odom l'shifas ha'odom ha'shvabaret. Av shideh ma'itzah tachtoinim, ein hashgacha ma'itzah shvabaret. So hashgacha means to care. Does it register as a davar shel mamish? The gamma'odom from roya davar, v'ini meisim libal zem, v'ini nechshav ma'itzah elav. וכשם שאור שהשם יצבח ידע את הכל, שם לא ידע, ינצח הצורך חיסון ויצבח, כך את נאודם אין לך צורך שאין משגיח בו למזור בנאודם בעל החיימה. They'll say, okay, ידיעה is an automatic process, ראיעה is an automatic process, part of the כל יוכל כב יוכל. But שמיעה, what's it? כך את נאודם אין לך צורך שאין משגיח בו למזור בנאודם בעל החיימה, שיזה חסון חיסון. וכך אומר שאין אדום הכך כמו שחושבו, רק כי יש איזה שמה. השם יצבח מקבל את מעשת נאודם נכנסים באויזה של מוקרים כי לא ששמיע בו על הקבולה כלואים השם איזה את המעשה רק מקבל איזה ולפי ככה אומר באויזה של מעש. So we have באויזה של מעש meaning there is a sense of הקדוש ברוך הוא react. There's a lotion in Rashi in Shmois that he says ויד אלוקים שום לב. In other words, there's a נקודה והשגחה where you trigger, where your ma'asim trigger a reaction, that's called simas lev. The input of that is called hashgacha. But the fact that it's registered by me, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. The fact that it has some sort of shaykhus, that in itself, that's called hashgacha, and that's called oizim. Any questions?
Yeah, I mean, when we say hashgacha over here, I mean, the Rishonim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach by the tzaddikim and not by the ones who are not tzaddikim.
No, so that word hashgacha means something else. That hashgacha means to step in and to actually keep an eye and so on. That the behedya means that.
So again, so here we're teaching hashgacha as...
The word hashgacha as he's using here means he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu picking it up the chlal. I mean, the shirish of that hashgacha that he's talking about, that Kadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and saving tzaddikim, is the outcome of a process of taking note. For instance, you will never react to something that is what they call under the radar screen. If it wasn't even noticed, you certainly are not going to react anyway. But not everything that you noticed and registered, you react. The sense that word hashgacha there means that.
Right.
Okay. Shabbos.
Shabbos. Go ahead.
Okay.